This is Hunger Songs. The only thing keeping me wanting to live life on earth is my value to God, the ability to produce fruit and bless, remove the curse. I know a way to cause joy to many generations. I put the knowledge on my website of truthful declarations. The land is heavy laden with iniquity. The rich prefer vanity instead of feeding me. So I'm going to preach my Christian ministry. The rich will be seated to the left, you should believe me. My family is starving by the millions every year. So a publicity stunt like Razor, the Glazer, the Poo, oh, the deer. I'm not just struggling, I'm suffering here. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow me and my brothers to eat when we're hungry. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow my light to be seen in obscurity. Please, I'm down on my knees. Visit my website and consider my decrees. If you're not going to treat me like family, and the Father is your God in all honesty, you're a senseless brother, call you a schmuck. Correct yourself because you got to eat to grow up. I know a way to feed all my peers, not a destitute in Africa after 50 years. I wanted attention, I wanted to be praised. I wanted cooperation for the rest of my days. Instead, I suffered madness like I lost my sanity. Told a wild joke about popping Shaq's cherry. Twas a publicity stunt like Glazer the Poo. Oh, the dear. I'm not just struggling, I'm suffering here. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow me and my brothers to eat when we're hungry. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow my light to be seen in obscurity. Please, I'm down on my knees. Visit my website and consider my decrees. The righteous go to hell when they die before they be the very reality love intends for us to be. So hear my earnest plea. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow me and my brothers to eat when we're hungry. Please allow me to be the reality I was intended to be. Allow my light to be seen in obscurity. Please, I'm down on my knees. Visit my website and consider my decrees. And seriously, I want to go on record and say there's a revision process when you're writing music. I didn't go with everything I wrote. Like, some of it's shit. Like, legit, it needs to be refined. Refined until it's perfected. And this deer shit, after being hyperfamed by a piglet, I'm just gonna say that I feel like raping Shaquille O'Neal was a proud, with a pig type of move. You know what I mean? Shaq, though, it was a pro showbiz publicity stunt. In order to turn you into Rudy Pooh candy ass, for The Rock to lay the smack down on your Rudy Pooh candy ass, and for my madness to make sense of what The Rock has been cooking up his entire career, basically, was a smackdown on Shaq's Rudy Pooh candy ass. It was the pro showbiz. Now, Shaq, listen, you got some wrestling moves. You can do the free throw with the lightweight like me. Basically, you just free throw me. Slam dunk the head into the corner. You know, you got the free throw, the slam dunk. And let's see, what else is there in basketball? Whatever, just have fun, man. Make $1 billion partying on marijuana and freestyling. Like, legit, everybody will pay attention because, like, the Lord put his spirit upon my flesh on camera. Like, legit, Shaq, I think I'm Jacob from the Song of Moses. And I'm in, like, you know how John the Baptist is Elijah? I'm like Jacob, and I'm also Elijah because Elijah means the Lord is my God. And it's the most common name. David is Elijah. Moses is Elijah. But, like, I think I'm Jacob, the witness and the inheritance of the Lord. Legit. I'm like a treasure, a super weapon against the devil. I would kill the flesh, take the soul, rip out the heart, and seal the eternal fate of the magical dagger-wielding devil that came out of hell. the timeless soul bearer, that we need to save his soul. Legit, I mean, you just need to realize that I had a day, and I didn't get my way. They didn't put him in my jail cell. I would have killed his flesh, took his soul, ripped out his heart, and sealed his eternal fate. And the fucking devil's angels were all middle-aged white males. So listen to me, man. My father was a CIA black ops volunteer, okay? He plugged me into the mafia when I was like 8 years old. Don Laughlin's family, Kenny Laughlin and the CEO, his cousin, the Riverside Casino, owes my father a favor. And the fact of life is, middle-aged white males are fucking...
And the angels of the devil, there was all middle-aged white males, like 40 of them, marching in front and behind the devil when he came out of hell. And if y'all want to understand reality with the depth of my mind, everything that happened with strong delusion, where the least is called the greatest and the greatest is the least, was so the devil would come out of hell and stand in the lie that the greatest was the enemy. I'm telling you, I don't want to boast myself to be the greatest, other than I'm going to tell you that forever is a long time. And though my greatness status is great, I want to party and enjoy life. And if I just feel like if everybody who disrespected righteousness just was like destroyed with perdition, permanent destruction with a 0% chance of curability, that would be amazing, right? But, you know, anyway, listen, what am I going with? Make billions of dollars, party on marijuana and freestyle. Listen, Shaq. I partied on marijuana and freestyle like 50 times. And if you did the same thing, it was fucking fun. It was a thrill. I had a lot of fun. Like, legit, all I had to do is, like, it was a fantasy, bro. Like, for me, like, I thought freestyling was shit, was what is it about, you know? Like freestyling ain't easy. People can act like freestyling is easy, but you run out of things to say, you know what I'm saying? Shaq, listen. Make $1 billion, man. If you wrestled The Rock, legit, even if you did it in an animation, sign the rights over to the Olive Animations and make $1 billion with the animated movie, because you're old and you're fat and you're gray-haired. And bottom line is, Shaq, make $1 billion. That's what it's all about. Like, I'm so, like, you, I want you to understand my reasoning, Shaq. People call my phone and threaten to murder my family. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, in my heart, I feel like I know what happened, but I can't say it. I can, but I don't know for sure. You know what I mean? I don't want to act presumptuously. I think it was the CIA, the Freemasons, Satanic Illuminati that sent me that picture prophecy. The Watchers of the Book of Enoch. No joke, these fucking people have been watching me for 10 years since the Lord put his spirit upon my flesh on camera, reasonably believed to be Elijah the prophet. And I saw Moses recently on camera, and they didn't give me the tapes. I talked to the manager. He said 3 hours of a tape is not worth it for me. It's not worth the time. I was like, look, Moses appeared on camera, and then I fell asleep and I woke up and there was a long gray-haired guy outside of the Father and Son's glory. Well, you know, he was in plain sight. He wasn't concealed by God's glory. So it was on camera, like Moses the night before, and then a mystical rabbi the next day when I woke up. And I wanted the tape, and they wouldn't give it to me. I put in 3 complaints. I vowed mercy because I was homeless and they were giving me a place to live. But I told them mercy is, you know, wrath is them being flogged 6 days a week forever, because Moses appeared on camera and they had the tape and refused to save it. I'm telling you, allies, I think there are people that belong to Satan and they own everything. And that guy that said, I'll take my chances, I'm not going to check the tape, is owned by Satan. Legit. I think he showed up and he was like, no, this world will not see Moses on camera. And I was like, oh my God, dude. I got angry and yelled and I got fucking gangbanged in Salt Lake City by a white guy claiming to be West Side Crip. I was like, oh my God. And he was the devil standing in a lie claiming I was gangbanging him. I said, dude, if I was gangbanging you, you'd be dead. You know what I'm saying?